Thanks for joining us on Tune In. This is a special edition of our BCC pod where we're sitting down with some staff members around our AGM and talking about the future and kind of what we're seeing in our different kind of spheres of influence in the church about what where God might be calling us to in the future. So we're sitting down with Andrew. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah.
We're on a little bit of a podcast marathon because we just did the BCC pod as well. But yeah, we wanted to talk. So the AGM is coming up and as we're recording this, the Vision magazine comes out this weekend. And we want to talk a little bit about the future and kind of where we're headed, especially while we're in this kind of time of discerning, listening, and praying around our strategic plan and what the next 3 to 5 are going to look like. So with all of that being said, we wanted to start off with just a really simple question of where have you seen God active within our community over the past year?
I would say I've seen God active in so many spaces and places, but the main way I've seen God active is in relationships with people, that it's in their relationships with one another. It's in their relationship with Christ that I've seen him active. I've seen him, like we've seen people, even just this month, last week, we had 2 people come to know Christ for the very first time. Mm. Like that is a beautiful, amazing thing.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, what we saw, this is right after the Sunday where we ripped up our sin kind of ledger sheets. I saw people offering forgiveness, or they told me they were offering forgiveness for the first time to people they were estranged from. And so like that is beautiful. Like that is where I see God moving. But the spaces and places I see him moving most are in people's relationships with one another, with God. I think that's where even in the Bible scripturally, that Jesus teaches, like, where will I be found? Where the kingdom of God will be found? And the text says, like, it'll be found among you, like in your relationships with each other. So that's what makes me excited. That's what makes me looking forward to things. And that's where I've seen God move most powerfully is in the relationships. And then, like, that means, like, there's relationships at youth. There's relationships at Celebrate Recovery. There's relationships in our support and recovery programs and our kids ministry programs. Like, those are all relational spaces or relational environments. And so God's been moving in each one of those, too. But it's in the relationships that he's been moving most.
Yeah, that's so good. As I've been talking with, I sat down with Kathleen and I sat down with Patty and we talked a little bit about like each of their kind of specific areas, right? So Patty with pastoral care and Kathleen with more like the back end operations side of things. You're in a bit of a unique position because you kind of are kind of over top of all of that and kind of oversee all of that, as well as have like a really kind of unique interaction and tie with the congregation and our community. Kind of from your lead pastor lens, where do you hope that we will be in 5 years?
That's a really good question. I think sometimes not in terms of like buildings or budgets or bodies or people. I think it's sometimes in terms of like character. And so what I hope in 5 years is that Bethany will continue to be the space where we are faithful to the DNA and the calling God has upon us. And that's certainly where I want to lead us, to make sure that we are always faithful to what it is that we are called to do, how we are called to be a caring community to a hurting world. I hope in 5-10 years, we are still that. I hope that's only been emphasized even more. I hope that we are going to be a place that does things only in and through grace, vulnerability, and discipleship. That when I look forward, I think part of the lead pastor's job is not just to paint the vision in terms of here's all the amazing things that could happen. I think what we're also called to do is to be people who protect what God has already stewarded in our community. And that's our values. That's our vision. That's our mission that has been for a long time, to be, you know, a caring community to a hurting world through grace, vulnerability, and discipleship. And that's how we bring change. We talk about that we want to see the world change starting here in Niagara. And the how is through being a caring community. That's what we want to see. So I think about those things when I think 5 to 10 years in the future. And I also think, too, this is just kind of a riff on Ephesians 3, is that God actually has more in store for us than we could ever infinitely hope, dream, or imagine.
Yeah.
That's what he says in Ephesians 3:21. And so for me, I think that there is like beauty ahead of us. I think that there is flourishing ahead of us. I think that goodness is chasing after us, as Psalm 23 talks about. I think all those things are true. And so when I look forward with hope, especially, to see us continue to be faithful to to the space that God has called us to, which is to this Niagara community. And I believe that there'll be changes. Of course there is. There'll be new things that God births. There'll be new exciting things that can end up happening. There'll be new initiatives and new people who'll be coming to know Christ. And I think all of that is beautiful. But that only happens in and through us being faithful. So I think that's kind of the cornerstone of things
for me. That's so good. Every year I write, when I edit the annual report, I write a little kind of like notes from the editor intro to things. And this year in what I wrote, I was talking about how I think it's a strange word, I think, to use, but I think Bethany is a very flexible community. Mm. Like, I think if you look over our history, you've seen us kind of like be able to be kind of like flexible and dynamic enough to meet the moment where we're at. Right. And as I've been having these conversations, one thing I've been really struck by is just how, like, as you talk about wanting to, right, like, change the world starting in Niagara and to like care for our community, how blessed we are to already have so much of that in place. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, you think about some of the biggest things that I think we're going to face as a community, not as a church community, but as like a larger community, right? You think of like increasing levels of loneliness, mm-hmm. and you think about increasing levels of mental health crises. You think about like rising like inaffordability, and about people really struggling financially. And I think just the things that we have at Bethany currently right now, through support and recovery, through benevolence, through all these different ways, through the connection spaces we have, are really set up to continue that work, mm-hmm. right? And to meet those things, if we're willing to kind of be flexible enough to kind of meet that moment. What other things do you think, or what do you see, whether it's like structurally or kind of heart-wise for our community, what are some things you see that are kind of laying the groundwork for that future?
Yeah. So what I would see is that we've already been really shaped, as you said, like laying the groundwork for that future. If our future is to be a caring community for a hurting world, we already have, I really just do believe this, some of the best support and recovery things in the region.
Yeah.
When we talk about programs, and they're not just programs though, because really programs are a place for facilitated relationships. Mm-hmm. So the relational spaces. And when we think through all of our various support and recovery programs that we have, and that includes Celebrate Recovery, Celebration Place, that includes Stevens Ministers, that includes like Grief Share and Divorce Care, and so many other places where we continue to offer care. I think that for us has kind of a launch pad for the future for us, because I do think that we are going to continue to see some of those things of housing being difficult for people, of mental health being really difficult for people, and we want to meet people in that place. But it's going to be met in a place of, for us, of authenticity and vulnerability and journeying with. So I think also our commitment to journeying with people, and to be a place where you can be honest in church and you can be messy in church, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. I think this actually sets us up really well for what we want to see happen in the world, which is healing and hope, but in and through relationships as we care and journey together. So I think our values actually poise us really well for what the future of the world is and what the future of this world will need.
Yeah. The last question that I have for you is one that I asked everybody else too. And it's just, what makes you continue to engage in this community? Or like, what keeps you coming back doing the work that you're doing?
I would say it's the community itself. Like, it's the people that I work with. It's the people that I get to say hi to on a Sunday morning. It's the people that share with me what God's doing in their life. Like that's what keeps me coming back. It is the people in the family of God here that I just so appreciate. And like, even on Sunday, people just sharing with me some of the sins that they've forgiven. Like, that was so moving to me, to be able to be a small part of that and just offer that space, and then be able to see people take up, you know, take me up on that challenge to do that. Like, those things are beautiful.
Yeah.
Or someone wrote me a card that they just gave to me on Sunday, just about how to support me and how they want to encourage me. And you're like, all these things make me feel just such a part of this place. And so for me, it's the people that make me want to keep coming back. Week in after week out, and to share and to lead and to do my best in serving faithfully here.
Yeah. I know I said last question, but I do have one more question for
you.
Yeah. As you look ahead to the upcoming year, if you could give everybody listening to this a challenge for the next year, what would you give them?
Oh, that is a really
It's a crazy on the spot question. It is.
So I was just thinking and praying about it like momentarily there. Mm. And what I think I would challenge people is to embrace the new thing that God has for them.
Mm, yeah.
I think that there is newness in store for us. I think that this next year doesn't need to be a year of looking backwards, but instead like looking forwards, like what does God have for us? That he has joy, he has goodness, he has grace in store for us. I think of the passage in Isaiah where it says, look, I'm doing a brand new thing. It's already begun. Mm. Don't you see it happening?
Yeah.
So my challenge would be to look for the new thing. Look for the newness in the midst of whatever you might be going through. Look for the flourishing of your neighbor. Mm. Look for where God is active in the world around you. And I think, yeah, my challenge would be to look for that new thing because I believe God has newness in store for us. And that while I do believe that in 5 to 10 years, our church will look very different because there's always new things in store for us.
Yeah.
What I don't believe ever changes who we are. Methods can change.
We sure look different than we did 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we look different than 5 years ago. We look different than 100 years ago.
Yeah.
But what hasn't changed is our values and our vision. And that part remains stable and true. And so, yeah, I just challenge people to say, yeah, what new thing does God have for them? That's where I'd invite them to be paying attention this year.
That's very cool. I think that's great. I think it's a really exciting time for our community. And I think we've often talked about how just grateful we are about the people that we have in our community and the heart that is there and how like I'm often struck by just the desire and willingness to serve and to contribute to this community from our people and all of that. And I think not only is it exciting to see what's next, but I also think we're just very well prepared for what's next. And I think we're very well positioned both in where we are and what we have and who we have. And that's a cool place to be as a church. So,
yeah. I'm biased, but I think it is a great place to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for sitting down with me. Make sure if you haven't checked out the other conversations to go listen to those. And if it is before October 26th and you haven't already, sign up to come join us at the AGM. It's going to be a super good time. We're going to have a lot of space. I mean, we're going to eat together and share a meal, and then we'll also have space to just to really pray together as a community and to listen for where God might be calling us to go. So you do not want to miss out. Check out our website for details on how to do that.